You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Go come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You with Ken?
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin?
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you can't
step your game up.
A little something special for you, you know, show you how much I care for you. Yeah, I know, I ain't had to do that, but I wanted to. Hold up, let me get that. Hold on. Nah, don't move. Let me get a good look at you. Now turn around, let me see the rest of you. Now that's my favorite part.
Baby, it's your night. Let me get daily and pour you wine. Treat you like my job. Let me grind hard. I put in work plus overtime. Let me rub your feet. Massage your shoulders. Got scented oils to hide aromas and candles lit. I handle it. You ain't gotta raise a hand at the man for shh. Just close your lips. Matter of fact, just close your eyes. Where we going? It's no surprise. I just hope that we both survive. I ran you back through bubbly in it. Take your clothes off. Get comfy in it. Stereo, we'll all be in it. Your body calling out, you want me in it, yeah. Got them clouds on it. I might have to drown just to put my mouth on it. I kiss you head to toe, everywhere from breast below. Put your legs on my shoulders, promise I won't let you go. This ain't sex no more, baby, this precipitation. That's why your body pouring from all that anticipation. For every raindrop, I see a rainbow. So that's real love, I don't need a raincoat.
Baby, no weather gonna go. I'm feeling kinda horny. I know that you like it. Tell me how bad you want me, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain. Yeah, so I can make you rain. Yeah, rain. And I ain't letting up until tomorrow morning.
And we climax like snake kissing high hats. Define that. I love making this IMAX, your backbone, your spine crack. It rains so much, you got a flood warning. Forecast say it's love storming. Raining just like Washington, before tonight, Southern California. I started out up under that. Round two, I hit it from the back. I put you up in front of that. Then grab your waist while you're thunderclapping my lightning strike. Doing it till the sunrise. Roll around, cuddled up, exhausted, tongue tied.
Baby, you ain't. Wanna go deeper than I've ever been. Baby, sweet baby, got me begging for your rain again. I'll love on you, you put your love on me. Open up your skies and let the rain go free. Let it flood on me, I'll put this love on you. In the morning I'll be the grass, you'll be the dew. What you trying to do? Baby, the weather's kinda stormy. And I'm feeling kinda horny.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you like it. So tell me how bad you want me, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain.
Oh,
yeah. So I can make you rain.
Rain.
And I ain't letting up until tomorrow morning. Tell me how bad you want me, so I can make you rain.
Oh, rain, oh, rain.
Girl, yeah. So I can make you rain.
Rain,
rain. I ain't letting up until tomorrow morning.
So I can make you rain.
I'm better. Oh, yeah.
What it do, what it is, it's your boy Space Age J, aka J Biggs, aka the nigga that you need to be, and the girl that you're, the man that your girl wants you to be. Yeah, I'm all tongue-tied, man. I'm all, messed up over here, man. I just ate this bomb ass dinner I made, you know what I mean? You know, we threw some salmon, you know what I mean? We threw some salmon with some mashed potatoes, you know. Well, I ain't gonna get into all that, but yeah, I'm all, just put it like this, I'm barely here right now. But I'm here with y'all real quick, and you know what time it is. Step Your Game of Saturdays, you know, right now, right here now, man, we on the line. You know, we talking about tonight. We gonna have a real interesting show. Last week, man, shout out to everybody that came through last week, that checked in last week. You know, that was official Parents Day. You know what I mean? We were saluting the parents. And this week, man, we gonna talk about, you know, the big topic of the hour, man. We gonna talk about obesity. We gonna talk about how to stay healthy, basically keep your cholesterol down. Keep yourself from getting, you know, too chunky monkey out here. You know, ain't nothing worse than you know, us eating up all this fast food. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little disturbed right now because I just seen this Burger King commercial with, like, chicken nuggets in it. And it's like, now, you know, they on the chicken thing. Like, they trying to get, like, McDonald's. You know, it's crazy, man. You know, but right, you know, we going to talk obesity. You know, we going to talk about how to stay healthy, how to stay fit. You know, a lot of y'all are artists out there, man, and it's hard for y'all to make it to the gym. You know, we on our grind out here. We trying to get it in, you know. So how do you get to the gym? How do you keep that figure? Or do you want to keep that figure? Is that important to you? You know what I mean? To keep that look, you know what I mean? Is that what y'all looking for? Hit me up, 347-850-1521. You know, I want to hear what y'all got to say. I want artists calling in, you know, because I want to hear what the artist is talking about. You know, how do they, you know, keep their model figure going on when they do these photo shoots and whatnot. I got probably the expert, you know what I'm saying, on how to do that. You know, sitting on hold real quick. You know, my man Blast Your Thought. I mean, damn, my man, see, I'm all over the place. My man Dope Ass. Shout out to my boy Blast Your Thoughts, though, man. Shout out to that boy. But yeah, my man Dope Ass on the line, man. Let me bring Dope Ass in. You know, it is what it is. Hey, what's going on? Holla at your boy, Dope Ass.
Hey, what it do, man? You know what I'm saying? It's the honorary, authentic Dope Ass music, you know what I'm saying? No S's, no C's. Mr. Google Boy, a.k.a. Mr. Bing Me Bitches. Now I'm in the building with my man JB.
Yeah. No, yeah, man, you know what, you be hanging with Blast so tough, man, I'm all just confused y'all up and everything, man, I got y'all all confused up, man, y'all
hey,
be hanging with each other so tough, man, so yeah, man, what's popping with you, man?
Hey, man, just got out the studio, you know what I'm saying, I got 5 songs currently recorded for my album, saying, so I'm gonna drop the album on my daughter's birthday, that's looking like June 7th, you know what I mean?
Okay,
so,
okay.
I mean, people been hitting me up talking about I need to do an all-female mixtape, you know, compilation. But I don't know, that's
okay.
A lot of work. That's a lot of work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
getting y'all artists together to do a compilation is hard work.
Yeah, it is, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But, you know, shout out to the females out there that do they thing. You know what I mean? But it is a lot of work. I be the first one to say, man, working with females is hard biz because, you know how it is with the fellas. You know, you can joke around, you can play. It's kind of like you got to be on your best behavior when you got a female you trying to bring into the mix. And you know, a lot of y'all females, I ain't going to lie, I love y'all to death. You know, I love my female artists to death. A lot of y'all be on y'all, like, you ain't made it nowhere, you ain't signed nowhere, but you feeling yourself, you done got all drunk and wasted and twisted all off your own Kool-Aid, you know what I mean? It's just, a lot of y'all females need to just come back down to earth for a second, man, because it's crazy. I ain't even gonna fake, man. It's a lot of y'all out here. That's why I stay to myself a lot sometimes, man. A lot of y'all females be getting a little touchy, man. But, you know, we getting way out of here on left field on cloud 1800, whatever, you know, trying to talk about female. That's another segment on another day, man. We're going to put that on Team No Filter. We're going to Team No Filter that one. Y'all female artists, man. I love y'all to death, though. What we talking about tonight, man, we're going to talk about obesity. You know what I mean? We talking about how to stay healthy, how to stay fit, you know. As an artist, you know, you be doing your little ripping and running, man. I know you just came back from Dallas, right? came out from Dallas. Ripping and running, you know, just like me, ripping and running, you know, just everywhere. And so it's like, how do you stay healthy, man? How do you keep the pounds off you? How do you keep your cholesterol down and keep yourself from getting stressed out, man?
Well, you know what I'm saying? First of all, you're saying that I live by a philosophy. If there's controllable and non-controllable, so if I can't control it, no point in stressing on it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. That's the first thing. I don't stress on shit. Second of all, you're saying I'm just genetically thin. So you're saying thanks, shout out to my grandfather, grandmother. You know what I'm saying? They hooked me up. But you know what I'm saying? I'm a hooper by nature. You know what I'm saying? I've been hooping since I was like 8. So that's just instilled in me. So I've hit the gym. You know what I'm saying? At generally about 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Get an hour in. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't even been doing that because I ain't been playing hoop. So, you know what I'm saying, it's hard because now I got to try to find time, you know what I'm saying, now that the gym is like across town. I can't just get up in the, you know what I'm saying, middle of the night and just shoot over to the gym. I actually have to get up, get dressed, drive all the way to the other side of town to go to the gym. So, you know what I'm saying.
But, that's how I feel too, man. I be dragging. It's almost like it's a gun to my head to go to the gym because it's like way across. It's like 30 minutes away, you know, driving to the gym. So it's like I got to make myself go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if it's after work, you're like, man, I really don't feel like going. And then you don't want to miss your favorite blog talk. So I think in the month of February, I'm going to have to do a blog talk hiatus. And I'm just gonna have to get back to the gym. So y'all might not hear dope ass music in the month of February. I'm gonna get back, but I'll be back in March though.
For sure, man. Hey, well, you know, if Cuzzo be on there, you know, we might not even notice you not there if Cuzzo's still on there. Cuzzo on blast on there, you know, we might not even notice that, man.
Ain't that about a
I'm sorry, what happened?
I said, ain't that about a bleep? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, like, that's, man, when I'm not here, you know, shout out to Diva. Diva hold me down when I'm not here. She hold the thing down when I'm not here, man. The show don't even hiccup. Like, she just keep it moving. You know what I mean? So, show me love, though, but, you know, she keep it moving. She don't feel it. It's like she don't even hurt. Like, she get a cut, she don't feel nothing. She's like Iron Man out here.
Diva's
my girl, though. That's my girl. I love her to death, man.
Shout out to Diva, man.
Shout out to
Diva. But, yeah, I mean, on that obesity, as far as my kids, man, kick your kids off that goddamn PlayStation and make them go outside and play till it's dark. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, take your fat ass out there and go play with them.
That was gonna be the first topic I was gonna cover. Like, you know how? You know, man, I don't know how to assist you. Diva like for me to be PC, you know, and I try my best, but I don't know how else to say this though. Like, how's your kid so goddamn fat? I'm sorry, but how's your kid like so cholesterol just crazy, stomach all this and that? Like, there's no way in hell. I mean, I swear to beings on everything I know and love. When I was like 9 years old, I was struggling to be 60 pounds, dog. Like, I was so thin. Like, I was genetically thin. Like, I couldn't gain weight if I had to. Like, if my life was depending on it, I couldn't gain weight. Now you got these 9-year-old kids looking like they 16. Big, swole, monkey-looking kids. Like, what's going on with that? You know what I'm saying? Take y'all kids. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, though, for bringing that up, man. Take our kids outside, man. You know, it's a lot of y'all lazy parents out there. Don't play with your kids. If you got your kids, ain't no reason why you shouldn't be playing with your kids and enjoying the time you got with them. You know what I mean? That's just a gimme, man. That's a blessing. You ain't no way you should be looking at your kid like, hey, go watch TV. Like, you know, go outside with your kid, play some catch. That's why we in a generation right now where all these kids' attention span is so short, because we not interacting with our children like that, man. We not interacting with them at all. The other thing I want to add to that, man, you know, is we just sitting here, you know, we not even cooking food for us. We not cooking real meals, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to use myself as an example. I just got out the kitchen, you know? I just got out of the daggone kitchen. I threw some salmon in the broiling joint, you know what I mean? And I did it up real quick for my girl, for my son, for me. Like, that's what you gotta do. You some of y'all parents out here is not cooking. And that's sad, you know what I'm saying? We ain't cooking. We just got our kids eating fast food. I ain't even been to McDonald's in a minute, so I don't even know if $5 would get you anything anymore. But dollar menu, man, that's all it is. Like, just throwing the kids a couple dollars here, go to McDonald's for me and get you, you know, whatever it is you want, and bring me my change back. Like, you don't even know what your kids is taking in, man. Oh, matter of fact, let me bring my man in. Holler at me real quick, my man Tony Lyrics on the line. What's good?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? Let me bring you in real quick, you know, because I know you an artist. You got children, you know what I mean? You got kids. You got a couple of kids, right? So, I mean, when you got your kids, like, what do you eat? Like, I know you play with your kids, but, like, you know, because I hear them on the phone. They be running around and, you know, breaking stuff and all that. So, I'm like, you know, I know your kids be, you know, running around doing their thing. They got a little energy to them. But what do you, like, do for dinner? Like, you know what I mean? What do you eat with your kid? You know, with your kids, what do you eat like that?
Mostly it's either grilled or baked stuff. You know, only time I might say it might be something out is if it's like, you know, we've been out and it's kind of late. But other than that, you know, it's like, you know, cooking in house. And they always ask me for, like, the vegetables. Like, my daughter, like, loves eating salad. My son loves apples, loves, like, carrots and stuff like that. That's the stuff that they like on their own and they ask for. So, you know, I think that's just a combination of me and their mother, you know, what we do for them, and they kind of got used to it. They don't want, like, a lot of greasy stuff like that.
Yeah, see, word. That's what I'm talking about, man. Like, carrots, excuse me, carrots, man, like, see, that stuff right there, man, our kids need to be, y'all know, I know you probably know because I know, carrots good for your eyes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just noticing this in my travels, right? It's way too many kids running around with glasses on, right? Like, at the end, you know, as a child, I feel like as a child, not to say that, you know, I'm gonna single you out, you know, if you got glasses on and you know, cause some of that's genetic when you a child. Some of these kids
right.
is like, ain't nothing wrong with their parents or nothing. You know what I mean? You got glasses, you wearing glasses and run around blind as a bat because you either was sitting too close to the TV or you wasn't eating the right food when you was two, three, four coming up. You know, you wasn't eating the right food because your parents mishandled you. You feel me? Just let you go off over yonder and eat all of the McDonald's you wanted, you know, whatever your heart's content was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So, you know, I just wanted to touch on that. Like, man, we got to start monitoring what our kids is eating. I love the fact that Michelle Obama is getting real active in the lunch systems that in our schools, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, let me bring in the queen bee. Diva, what's up? Holla at me, because I know you know about what I'm talking about. Diva, what's good?
What's going on, baby? Can you hear me? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Matter of fact, let me bring Dope back in. We talking about just obesity right now, you feel me? And we talking about how, you know, we just ain't really into our kids, like, you know, our kids' is diet. You know, we not really, some of us, I mean, I ain't gonna say all of us, but the majority, a lot of us out here are not really monitoring what our kids is eating. We got them eating all this garbage, McDonald's every other day or every day or, you know. And when I was coming up, it was like, you know, sometimes for dinner, and it wasn't by choice or whatever, but it was by force of nature, because, like, we ain't had the money all the time. I was throwing ramens and noodles in the bowl in the little pot joint, throwing some hot dogs in there, some bologna. You know what I mean? We was eating that. So some of us just, you know, we ain't gotta live like that. You know what I mean? But we choosing to do that because we lazy. We being lazy out here. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. What you think, Diva?
Oh, most definitely. It's all about time music. And shout out to you, Jay Biggs, for doing such a great topic. Obesity is a big thing that's going on in our culture, in our communities, in our families. And big shout out to Dope for coming through. But as far as speaking from a mother point of view, time management is the most important thing. A lot of times why we make these, oh, just have some hot dogs or just make you some noodles or just make some fried chicken because we don't have time. But it starts with us and it starts at the grocery store. Instead of buying oil, substitute that so you have to bake it. Like making it a lot more healthy. Instead of buying that corn oil, the mothers are the one that mostly do the grocery shopping and washing the clothes. So when you go to the grocery store, discipline yourself. Don't buy no oil. That's going to force you to bake that food or boil it, which is two different ways of healthy eating for you and your family. Also, planning the meals. Instead of buying canned vegetables, canned corn, canned string beans, you know, canned peas, get the fresh things. Go to the produce aisle and get you a fresh bag of carrots or get you some corn on the cob. You can boil corn on the cob or get the sweet green giant one. My honey like those, and they're really good. Instead of, like, when you're planning a meal, too, chicken, turkey, fish. Let's start that first. Turkey, fish, no beef. And then do three sides, which would be most likely some broccoli, corn on the cob, or some mixed vegetables. Or rice. Rice and mixed vegetables.
Yeah,
brown rice and mixed vegetables is really good. It's, well, and brown rice is another good rice that you can use. But it's all about us disciplining ourselves and start eating superfoods. And when I mean superfoods, I'm talking about black-eyed peas. Using certain things like brown sugar, broccoli, asparagus, cucumbers, Roman lettuce. You want to get healthy green. You want to get more greens into your family. The most important thing too with serving meals, ladies, instead of doing Kool-Aid, let's get back to that H2O. So important. The purity inside of the water is really good for flushing out systems and getting all that built up fats and chemicals and all types of nasty stuff that's inside the body. Drinking water in the morning or before every meal is a great thing to do. So there's a few tips right there as far as obesity. And you guys were talking earlier in the show about Dope said get these kids and stop letting them play the PlayStation 3 and whatnot. Or the Wii.
Go outside.
Yeah, but
and
in
you
some
go
places.
With your damn kids.
Yep, in some places it's the wintertime. Now, I'm going to be honest, y'all. I'm not a winter mother. I don't even like going outside. The only time I go outside in the winter is to go to work and take care of the bills and take care of the house or go out from time to time. But what I've come to discover is that game, the Black Eyed Peas on the Xbox 360 with the Kinect, that is a fun game to play with your kids. That one, the Michael Jackson one, because it's all dancing. It's all cardio. And I guarantee you, after you do one or two, you know, dance steps and cardio on that game, you're going to work up a sweat. So I'm not one to usually encourage video games, but these two particular games, the Michael Jackson dance and the Black Eyed Peas dance joint on the Xbox 360, I recommend.
Yeah, and not only that, you're getting in your favorite music while you're exercising, so you don't even really pay attention to, like, you ain't noticing how much burn, how many calories you burning, how much energy is getting exerted because you are so into the game and so into the music and you having fun. You know what I mean? That's what, at the end of the day, you know, you wanna do an activity where you can burn off some energy and calories, but you also have fun. You know what I mean? I want to add to what you just said about going to grocery shopping. I had a conversation yesterday, last night, matter of fact, and shout out to my cousin Aubrey, you know what I'm saying, Aubrey Jason, Aubrey Jr., you know, shout out to him, man. You know, we was having a conversation with him, his brother Joe. We was talking about, you know, the whole organic thing and buying organic, and I want to let everybody know, you don't have to necessarily buy organic. It's all in how you cooking it. how you cooking it. If you're throwing a bunch of butter and fatting it and frying it up, you know, that's just not a good look. You know,
what
it don't
can we
have
use
to
be besides
organic.
Butter and what other oils out there big that we can use besides the butter and the corn oil or vegetable oil? What's the use of the oil?
You know what? If you got to use oil at all, you know what I mean? The best thing to really do is peanut oil. You know what I mean? It's a lot more, it's a little bit more expensive. It's a little bit on the expensive side, but peanut oil actually contains a lot more, like more of the protein in it because it's made from peanuts. Peanuts carry a lot of protein, carries a lot of, you know, it's the HDL cholesterol, which is the good kind. That's the if you want to, you know, if you absolutely must use oil, that's what you probably want to lean towards is peanut oil. But as an alternative, if you want to use an alternative, I would say go with your like Pam or something like that, like some cooking spray. Because, you know, if you got to, you know, that's if you can, like, make it without, basically, you can't really fry without oil. There's no real way you can fry without oil or Crisco or some kind of shortening or something. So if you got to, you know, if you need something of that nature, you know, where you're trying to cook with, you might want to go with, like, I would suggest a Pam, you know what I mean? The only reason I say this because if I'm not rapping or if I'm not in the studio, if I'm not on this show right here, I'm in the kitchen. So this is what I do. You know what I mean? Pam is where it's at. You know what I mean? Basically, yeah, Pam, anything that's not your nonstick sprays and whatnot, that's where it's at. And Tony said earlier, Tony Lurk, shout out to my boy Tony. Like he said earlier, you want to basically get to, you know, a point where you're trying to either bake or, you know, or like you said, broil, or grill. That's what you want to get to.
Bake, boil, you know, or grill. I mean?
Yeah, though, that's
B-O-G. We're going to call it basically a B-O-G, the bog. You got to bog that thing, y'all. Bake?
Yeah.
I mean, B-B-G, my bad.
Whatever. Yeah, you get the idea. It's just knock all that fat out, like George Foreman say. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take a little music break, you know what I'm saying? Because I wanna let that marinate, you know. Let's sit down and think about really like what are we doing, you know, with our children, you know. Are we giving our children enough of our time, you know what I mean? And I'm not just trying to get on everybody. I'm looking at myself like I gotta improve myself, you know what I'm saying? 240, I see you, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get to you after the break, you know what I'm saying? Let me get into this Dallas by my man, Official AP. Let's go.
Can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I had things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer know. Say I can do whatever I put my mind to, long as I focus ahead, ignore my behind you. They used to say never give up, I say I'm trying to. Easier said than done, you said like I'm you. Lord man, have faith, move a mountain, long as God's on your side, the enemies who you're doubting, believe you can achieve what you dream. Cause when you look back, it never was really as hard as it seemed. Who told you that you had to sell drugs to rap? Who told you that a college degree was just some paper on a plaque? But how you gonna do that when you think you're too dumb, or you're trying to do the things that everybody else does just to be accepted? Cause you're not good enough, but you're great enough. All you need is a little trust and some confidence. You the best you can be. Soon as you stop doubting, you'll see what I see. I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I had things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer know. They say I can do whatever I put my mind to, long as I focus ahead, ignore my behind view. They used to say, never give up, I say I'm trying to. Easier said than done, you said like I'm you. Girl, you can do it all, intelligent and beautiful. Heaven sent angels so far from the usual. The men try to tell you that your place is in the kitchen, how you should be a housewife, but you ain't gotta listen, you would make a good
wife, my lord, man, in the first verse. All you gotta do is stay true and let your words work. You can be the next Maya Angelou, the next Oprah, the next Lisa Leslie, the next Roxy Fuller. Reach for your goals and surpass them. And any other females wanna hate, don't join them, just outclass them. And the boys will respect you even more, cause you ain't have to use sex to score. You ain't have no doubt. I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I have some things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt. This is my life, and it can get crazy sometimes. They say there's no church in the wild, but I'm saved, and it feels good. I'm just like you, we're one and the same. Oh yeah, we struggle, and I've been naive, which led me to battle a war. And people have tried to knock me down along the way, like my deadbeat father. It's like the portrait of life, I can't doubt, or I would never find the answer. I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I have some things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
No ideas original, nothing's brand new since the sun, whether audio, visual, or physical. Every occurrence, everything in life is all cyclical, even down to DNA strands and individuals, it's all repetition. The first murder was Cain, he slayed Abel, still today we do the same. New bites really exist, we use the term incoherent of whether we ever bit, like maybe I never did, cause the shoe is so ugly, hoping it never fit. Rather focus on a strike than get left with a 7-10. Everybody loves perfection, so when the flaws show, we change names to anonymous. Jane and John Doe, it's like Onika and that girl Kimberly. Kimberly tells whoever listens, that girl Onika mimics me lyrically. Magazine spreads down to the imagery, mannerism, style, and wardrobe is vintage-y. But before Kim was Kim, Chris told her be like Marilyn. And before Marilyn, it was a heroine. Mobsters and real life gangsters and prohibition, smuggling liquor, shipping, swing dancing with soulless women. Like you're up and stuck, Tommy gun stuck and full of ice. Nowadays you only gangster if your chains is full of ice. PP groups and double HRs with gang rips, that, and they got cars inspired by spaceships. To have a good time needs to be high, regardless of the results. Death is off for the course, chasing dragons, chasing clouds, chasing spirits, so fearless since early 60s. Half a century later, the world is empty. Using nooses for a tourniquet. Sign out before serving. Die with the machines with nervousness. From diseases that they tell you is new to man. Translation, we never heard of this, we just learned of this. New means undiscovered or forgotten, can't create or destroy. Dependence only is stored in a different form, for use in a different war. A new bomb and a stylus. Thoughts fly like kamikaze pilots. Explode upon contact with every target they collide with. This page is Hiroshima, the next one Nagasaki. Manhattan Project developed, try to stop me. I raise the death count higher. Not bad for a carbon copy. Garbosaki as I sprinkle the world with pestilence. Pesticides, test your hair from the skies. Petrified with next time my weapon rise. From the shadows of the black. Think the government supports you till they stab us in the back. No ideas original, corruption included. Our history is diluted and beyond convoluted. Stole land from the natives and wrote in the constitution. The need for freedom, justice, equality, constant union, and they ratified. Up until now, unclarified. All the natives pushing to reservations. The blacks who died and lied. We've been telling since the apple was plucked. Men who cheat on their wives, the best she's in the tub. Crooked politicians trying to be dated. We vote them in and greedy children that they trying to be taken. Nothing new, it's all ancient. Self-mutilation is called hatred or so. We motivated by wealth. Where Israelites slept in tents and was featured as slaves. And all you rappers selling shit and pretend to get paid. From Egyptians to the Jews, past the present they rule. Give you three guesses at who's the government mule. Who getting beat worse than Jesus and loving it too. Can't say I've ever seen a creature stubborn as you. Practice what you preach, the form is the function of you. Life is like a movie where dreams just usher us through. Even death is so commonplace, get dumped in the trunk of a coupe. Funeral day.
You already know what it is. Jay Rue the Realist, South Central Unsigned Hype. Let's get it in. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Jay Rue the Realist on the west side, man. Step your game up Saturdays. I am your host, Space Age J, a.k.a. J Biggs, a.k.a. that boy you need to be like when you grow up. We talking about obesity, man. You know, we start out talking about, you know, how the kids, you know, it's kind of eating the wrong things out here, and as parents, we slacking off, and, you know, we just ain't really up on game, you know. We fell way back, you know, with our responsibilities and whatnot. What you just heard right there was a double, you know, a double play, you know, with me and my boy, Official AP, my man AP. Shout out to him. He came on first with Doubts off of his mixtape, Portrait of Life. Y'all go check that out. It's on his SoundCloud. Just go search AP Music 11. That's my boy AP with Doubts. And right after that, what you heard is fresh new music off of my new mixtape coming up. It's called The Found Tape, y'all. Check that out, man. It's real music, real hip-hop. Get your brain cells back together after all this garbage they putting on the air. That was Life Imitates Life off The Found Tape, you know. And my collaborator on there was Tilden Dexter. Shout out to him, man. He's doing big things over there on the behind the scenes on the boards. He on the boards with me doing the tape. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring him in real quick. Tilden, holla at the people.
Hey, what's up? It's Tilden Dexter. What's up, J-Big?
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, and I just want to bring you on, you know, basically, you know, let you know, man, I appreciate you for, you know, doing the work on my mixtape, you know, The Found Tape. You know, we got a quite a little assortment of tracks on there. It's about 15 total. You know, I'm sitting on about four over here myself, you know, and, you know, it's just, you know, we've just been getting it in, you know, trying to revive this old hip hop, man. Just bring back the essence and the beauty of hip hop when, you know, a lot of cats kinda like do hip hop on it off his axis a little bit, you know, turn it on his head.
Yeah,
man. So but anyway, enough about that. But look out for that Found Tape, you know, we won't have that out at the end of the month. What we talking about is obesity tonight, you know. We talking about how, you know, it's first and foremost, you know, as I'm gonna start with the children, you know what I mean? We got a lot of adults out here, a lot of grown men and women as parents of these kids, and they got them just eating any old thing, McDonald's every other day, you know what I mean? In between the McDonald's, they going to Wendy's and Burger King and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Instead of getting them a good meal in their life, they got them eating this garbage and getting obese, getting fat. You know, a lot of our kids are if you go to a physician, they'll have a chart. They should have a chart. If not, they're not a real doctor. They should have a chart that says where you should be, around where you should be at, what your height should be, around what your height is, around what your weight should be for the age that you are. And a lot of these kids is way off the curve, you feel me? So, you know, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, Tilden, like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, man, I mean, I think this is a good subject, man, a really great subject to touch on. Because I think it starts young. And in order for you to develop a dieting habit, you know, you need to do that early on. Because if you develop bad habits like that, as far as eating is concerned, it's going to continue in your older years, you know what I mean? And then you're going to have all kind of health issues. Because one of the things I had to do was change my diet, because, I began having all kind of issues as well. And I had to change my diet. And the next thing you know, my health got better. My skin began to clear up, because I used to have a lot of eczema issues and acne issues. And it was all because of what I was eating. So, I really want to, impress upon, you know, parents to just really instill in their kids the importance of good eating habits, you know. It'll help them out in the long run.
Yeah, man. I didn't even think about that, like how the fatty acids and all the impurities of the food factors into, like, things like your skin, you know, developing really bad acne and eczema and just, you know, just some people, like, skin dry up real bad, you know, it's crazy, you know what I mean? I didn't even think about that. Yeah, and I'm glad you brung that up, man. That's I didn't even think about that, man. That's crazy, man. Yeah, man, like, as far as just obesity, man, you know, I mean, matter of fact, you know, let me pick back up where I left off at. You know, we was talking about, you know, Michelle Obama getting involved in, like, the luncheon, the system of school lunches, you know, with these kids, like, you know, going to school instead of just eating a pizza or you know, a honey bun or something. You know, they getting, you know, Michelle Obama trying to get, like, bowls of fruit, carrots, stuff like that for kids in school lunches. I know you heard about that.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I was speaking on that, you know, and that's, I think that's really big because I mean she's probably like one of the first ladies, presidents, you know, presidents' wives or whatever to really get involved in that, you know, for years. I mean, even when I was in school, you know, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm gonna be straight up real with y'all. I went to school, I had a bag lunch, like, every day, you know what I mean? Because my mother just would not let me eat school lunch. Like, she was against it, all the way against it. And, you know, but, I mean, some kids was just not as fortunate as I. So they was in there eating that greasy, sloppy pizza or, you know, the chicken nuggets with the nasty sauce and all that, you know. Or, you know, they was eating the stale, the fruit that was, like, you know, not fresh cut up fruit, but fruit out of a can or fruit out of concentrate or something that was like, you know, something that, you know, wasn't fresh, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
So, I mean, you know,
a lot of kids ain't had that. Like, they had to eat that because of their, you know, parents and their situations at home and whatnot. You know, what was it like with, you know, I know you got a daughter. What was it like with your daughter, you know?
Right now, it's the same thing pretty much. I mean, you know, they offer her pizza as, you know, it's something that's, like, it's supposed to be, you know, the greatest thing, you know, going. But, you know, then they offer, but they do offer, like, fruits and as well, like, cut fruits or whatever. I don't know how fresh it is or whatever, but, you know, it is something. I think it's improved a little bit since my time. I remember when, you know, when I was growing up, we had, like, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know, for lunch, you know. So I think times have gotten a little bit better, but, you know, it's still not there yet because, you know, I don't like the pizza deal, you know. They offer other little stuff, you know. But, you know, I think as a parent, you have to be aware of what the school is feeding your children, you know. And plus, you put money out for that. There is money being set aside for that. So you want to make sure that it's going to healthy food, you know. So, yeah, I do applaud, you know, Michelle Obama for taking that extra step and trying to change the way our kids are eating.
Yeah, for sure, man. And, you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, it's a lot of work that needs to be done, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, at least she's taking the first initial steps going forward, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my boy Joe Boy Fresh. This is, you know, Joe Boy Fresh music playing in the back, you feel me? Joe Boy Fresh. So y'all go on Twitter, follow him at @JOBOY Fresh. You know what I mean? That's my man right there. Holla at him. What I'm gonna talk about next, I'm gonna bring two people I know, you know, got children. We gonna talk to my man Tony Lyric and my man Dopeass. I wanna pose y'all a question real quick. You know what I mean? And keeping in line, and you too as well, children, and keeping in line with, you know, what we was talking about as far as Michelle Obama getting involved with the school system and the lunches and everything. And, of course, the topic we're talking about right now is obesity with children. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to pose y'all this question. Y'all, you know, you could air out your honest opinion. I read somewhere, I'm going to be real, you know, that it's a real debate, an actual debate about this going on, whether or not they should do away with recess. You know what I mean? After lunch for you know, elementary school. And I think it's middle school kids is having recess. The ones that have middle schools that have recess, they have it too. People trying to it's an argument, like whether we should get rid of recess altogether or, you know, whatnot. And I want to get y'all feedback on that. Like, what do y'all think, man?
Man, I think that's stupid. Why would you take away the, you know, the one part of the day where they can get out and burn some energy? You know, if you're feeding them all that garbage in the school, you know,
yeah,
let them get out and burn it off. I mean, it's like you're trying to set them up to get obese, you know, in a way, you know, like, why would you do that? I mean, that's crazy. I mean,
yeah,
it's good. Actually, I mean, that's like, might as well say, okay, let's take away, like, if they took away PE in elementary school, you know, it'd be like, for what? Why? You know, like, why would you want to take these things away and stop the kids from getting some type of, you know, exercise? I think it's crazy. And the fact that people are actually considering it is crazy. It's outlandish, man. That's crazy.
Well, you know, I mean, at least I say in the state of Maryland, you already know by the time you get to high school, gym class is like down to a half a credit. So you really only need a half a semester of gym to graduate, you know, as a graduation requirement. So you don't even need gym like 4 years in a row. You don't need all 4 years of gym or all, you know, it's basically a semester. Once you get a semester of gym, you're good. You don't need to do gym no more. So once you get to that level, it's basically like, and I thought that was, and as I did like my research on it, I looked at it like, okay, you know, when you, it's like they phasing you out of you know, getting your energy out. Like in elementary, you had your 30 minutes every day for the whole year, and maybe in middle school, you had that as well. By the time you get to high school, you don't even get gym anymore. You got to elect to get gym, and it's only for a semester. You could take it as many times as you want, but it's kind of like a brainwashing where it's like, okay, you're only going to get credited. It's only required of you to take it for this one semester. If you take it all after that, you know, it's not required. So it's kind of like they brainwash you, like you don't have to go to gym but once and then you're done. And they kind of, I saw it as kind of like getting children ready to be lazy, in my opinion. That's just how I feel, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring Diva in there as well, because in the West Coast, I know it might be something different. Hey, Diva, what's going on?
I'm reading on this Michelle Obama school lunch programs leave children hungry on the Washington Times. And basically what they're saying is students nationwide are boycotting new federal school lunch rules, reverting to brown bagging it in a mini reveling or individual freedom among the milk drinking crowd. Michelle Obama's signature 2010 legislation, the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act, HHFK, includes rules that ban some foods such as whole and 2% milk and ration others such as potatoes and peas from Wisconsin to Kansas. Student athletes in particular are complaining that 850 calorie lunch limits embodies in nacho plates containing of 8 tortilla chips just doesn't provide enough food for their growing bodies and hardworking bodies. Mrs. Obama pushed for the law because she said all children should have the basic nutrition they need. Odd, then it is actually depriving children of basic nutrition. It's almost as if one size fits all central tactics hurt people or something. Just wait until the feds roll out their clothing store. But that's, I mean,
yeah.
They're complaining that 850 calorie limit in the school lunches starving the kids. I don't necessarily think so. If you want to, you know how many different types of meals you can make or lunch you can have with 850 calories? And y'all talking about nachos? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, here's the problem I've also seen too is a lot of people eat to get full. You're not supposed to eat to get full. You're supposed to eat to sustain life. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of people like me, you know. I'll just get like a little bit, and, you know what I'm saying? My folks will be like, that's why you're skinny now, because you don't eat. I'm like, yeah, the whole point is you're not supposed to stretch out your stomach. You're supposed to get enough nourishment to sustain your life, not stretch out your stomach and then make your body accustomed to eating more and more and more, and then it can't process it, and plus you don't exercise. Now you're holding on to it, you know what I'm saying? That's not what it do. You don't eat to get food. And, you know, that's, shout out to my dad, because my dad, he was in the military. He's like, man, you don't eat to get food.
you eat this so you don't die.
Right. And see, that's basically like where I was at, because it was like, you know, I started thinking about it like, you know, well, if you in here and you know, eating or whatever, and you thinking like, I need to get full, and that coupled with you not having a recess period, like with children, at least with our elementary schools, you know, these kids are looking to these adults like, you got to know what you're doing. And, mm-hmm. and you got to be up on game. You got to know what's healthy, what's right for me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And in order to tell me what I need to do, you know, these kids ain't grown. They don't know, you know, I need to eat this, I need to eat that, I need to
exercise to get my
energy out. They don't know what that is. You know, they looking at these adults like, you got to lead me. You know what I mean? And
well, we are the first teachers.
Exactly.
We are.
So I challenge all you like people that I know we're the teachers in the house, but I challenge the people in schools. Like, you know, if you in a school, you know, don't just be there just to be there. That's you getting a check and whatnot. It's a lot of different aspects to that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm scared to send my son to school. You know what I mean? I'm debating with his mama, like, should we homeschool this little nigga? I mean, because I'm scared of that. Like, I'm scared to put him in somebody else's hands, and there's some chick that, you know, not just, you know, anybody.
Well, can I jump in on that, Jay?
Yeah.
Being that when Makai was younger and coming up from kindergarten to fourth grade before I stopped participating at the school, I could still do it now. But being on a PTA and with the parents, that comes with parent participation. We have
right.
to make our presence known in the school by coming up to the school, learning about the new things that's going on in their school, and if they're having a book club, or if they're having a fundraiser, or if they're having some type of meeting or event or special or recognizations programs. We can step our games up as parents to kind of like defend off predators for our kids by showing up to the school, become volunteers, at least do two times a week, pop up at the school or have a scheduled time that you're going to be there to help the teachers, the students, the principal, the cafeteria, the librarian. Everybody should know who you are and have your presence in that school. That way we can count back against things that happen in the school or leaving our kids exposed, because the principal don't know everything. She gets her insight or his insight from us as the parents. That's why they say parent participation. Tell me how we can make our school better.
Exactly. And that's, man, I'm apologize to all the listeners out there, everybody who going to listen on the archive. I'm going to apologize to y'all now. I scream on stuff like this because I love the kids. Jay Biggs is for the kids. If nothing else, like, I love the kids. You know what I mean? The kids are the future. The kids is everything. And, you know, if we not educating our children, that's why we got a whole army of dirty dreadlock wearing, you know, half ignorant, half illiterate kids running around, all they with their pants hanging off their ankles. You know what I mean? That's all they care about is the next Waka Flocka or the next Trinidad James or the next Gucci CD to come out. And they don't know nothing about nothing. I'm for the kids, man. If nothing else, I'm for the kids. You know what I mean? And I love the kids. I want us as adults, all the adults, you know, because it takes a village to raise every child. I want all us as adults to jump up, step up. If they ain't your biological kid, take that responsibility and treat them like they a kid, you know, like back in the day, you know what I mean? If you, I know for me, you know, I do something bad, I get a whooping from the whole community before my mother even see me, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, that's just, we need to get back to that, man. We need to stop.
And that's what we here for. You know, we already
exactly.
back to that. We going into the new year claiming things for, you know, what we doing right now. We have a powerful platform here, and we have powerful people. We are privileged to have powerful people in our community all over the world calling into Step Your Game Up Saturdays, discussing these issues, giving each other jewels, dropping jewels on each other to help and empower one another. And if you take really a good look around, people are starting to pay attention. They on the grind. they hear us talking. They hear us sharing with one another. They hear us building up one another. And we got still got a handful of new niggas everywhere. You're going to have them. Like, you know, those in the industry or out of the industry who's making us look like we ain't nothing, like we dirty, like we don't care about one another, we don't care about our women. But we have to take their approach and look at them as they're lost. They don't know their history. They don't know who they are. They're suffering an identity crisis. But we as a people, we got to start knowing ourselves. We got to start educating ourselves, which we already have, and continue to empower our children, our families, our men, and our women to have healthy lifestyles. That's Diva Ebony B speaking.
Right, exactly. And that's where it is, man. That's where we at right now. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to,
Frank.
Like I said, man, I want to shout out again Michelle Obama, you know, because I don't know too many black presidents. Not black president. We ain't got no black president.
I know Michelle just turned 50, right?
I don't know too many presidents involved in the school system at all. So,
not that way.
That's just me personally, man. I love the kids. I'm big on the kids. So shout out to her. Next thing I want to get into I want to talk about I mean, we talked about the children. I love the children and everything, but I want to talk about like adults. You know, a lot of us ain't working out, man. We ain't exercising. You know, we can talk about the kids and we can talk about, you know, what we need to do for the children, but it starts with us as well. We got to be that example. So, what do I suggest? We need to start getting back in the gym, exercising or walking or something. You know, jogging. Something, you know, we need to get it in and show these children, lead the way for them so they know what's up and they know what they got to do. You know what I mean? There's a lot of gyms I see, at least here, they popping up everywhere. I'm in Planet Fitness, you know what I mean? There's goals, you ain't even got to be in goals, but, you know, it ain't talking about like, you know, with the nasty tank top with your boobs hanging out. I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking about just go to the gym, just to, you know, to work out. And shout out to my man, Daniel. Shout out to my man, Daniel Williams, you know what I mean? Because we was in the gym with him earlier, and you know, he'll get you right. You know, anybody who need a personal trainer, son, holler at my boy. It gets you right. Holler at the boy. But, yeah, man. We got a lot of gyms popping up. Planet Fitnesses. What's the other new joint? There's a new joint here that's called Anytime Fitness. You know what I mean? There's gyms just all over the place.
Is it open 24 hours? The Anytime Fitness?
Anytime is open. From Planet Fitness and Anytime. A lot. It's a few. Matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a few Planet Fitnesses that are not open 24 mm-hmm. hours. Very, very few of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
All of the Anytime Fitnesses that I used to be a member of both. And all of them are open 24 hours. So go to the gym whenever. You know what I mean? They making it so easy for you.
I think we need to just start treating ourselves more. You know, I think when people hear gym or workout or eat healthy, we cringe up like, oh, my God, that's going to be some work. It's okay to treat yourself. You know, like you said, Jay Biggs, do it for the kids. But as parents, after we have kids, we, like, forget about us. But as parents, it's okay to indulge. It's okay to indulge in a healthy lifestyle, having a personal trainer, especially a fine one. I mean, you know, a little bit motivation. You know,
motivation.
You have to treat yourself. You know, go do a good workout. Get an hour 15, an hour 45 minutes workout. Hit up the sauna. Go get your toes and nails done. That's a great day for me.
Heck yeah. Shoot, I'm going to be honest with you, baby. I love you to death. But, man, them girls in the gym, when I see one of them and they be looking all right and they sweat be gleaming on their forehead, I crank out an extra set just because.
That's right.
Just because. Like, it's motivation. Like, I just be feeling it in that little adrenaline kick. I'm burning an extra couple calories, you know. That's how it is. That's how I get it in, man. Like you know, but I'm keeping 1,000, you know what I'm saying?
Keep it 1,000.
My wife, she the only one that's going to touch this body over here.
That's right.
that little girl in the gym, man, she helping out though. Like, shout out to the nice looking, shout out to the nice little girl in the gym with the nice brown fat, nice juicy
all right,
butt,
let it go.
Nice
let
shape,
it, let it go.
Hourglass cut. Shout out to her, man, getting it in, doing them squats. Shout out to her, man. She ain't gonna never let her kids look all nasty and retarded and ugly and
well, that's not
I can't
true.
Even think about
she
it.
She could work in, that's not true. Now, let's be real. Now, you can have a fine girl or a fine man in the gym doing this thing, and their kids can still like boo-boo the fool because all they thinking about is they self. I'm just saying.
There you go. And see, I ain't got no – that's why I don't want to know what that girl life is like, because if I see it and I don't like it, it's going to be a problem. I'm glad to let her know about herself, man. Man, let me see. Let's go, man. Let me holler at my man Tony. Tony's a singer. Tony Lyrics. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm very interested, man, for real. I just want to know, like, what, you know, by singing, I mean, I know you got to, like, you know, keep yourself in good shape. You know, you a singer, you got to get these women, or, you know, these women got to love you to death, you know. So, like, what's the strategy? You know, what's the technique, man? Let me know.
Man,
I gotta
it ain't
like
easy,
you, man.
Man. Hey, this
you know
is
what I mean?
All about eating healthy, man, and really saying, you know, you got to really put your mind to it. You got to stay motivated to do it because it's hard. But, you know, you got to be determined to do it. And I'm kind of like, I'm determined to, like, you know, stay in good health so I can be around longer to see my kids, you know, get older. I want to be around to get my daughter away when she get married, you know. I don't want to be, you know, not here because I got, like, you know, all these health issues that took me away from here. So it's a lot of things like that motivate me to stay in good health.
Exactly.
That's
man.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Around of applaud, applaud that man. That man
oh, yeah, yeah,
applaud
yeah,
for that.
Sure.
Applaud that man. That was, you said,
if
I want to be around. Give my
yeah, I
daughter away. That's hot.
Yeah, I mean, you got a daughter. See, I ain't got no daughter. I'm not built for that yet mentally. But yeah, if I ever could give my daughter away, me and that joker, that clown is gonna be working out every day in the gym.
Yep.
Cause he ain't gonna be all walking around looking all flabby like Gucci Mane or nothing. He gonna have some kind of. He ain't gonna try to get on top of my daughter looking all obese and snuffling.
Wow, your son-in-law is going to catch it. Let's say a prayer right now for any daughter that you do and her husband that they last. Because you're going to be on them.
I'm going to give him a fitness test before he can even take her out on a date. He's going to have to pass a fitness test. I'm sorry. I need some blood, dog. I need to test this blood real quick. I need to find out, you know, if you're healthy or not. What's your blood pressure?
So if he's not healthy, can't marry your daughter?
We gonna work if she really love him, we gonna work on it. But he can't like be just sitting around. See, my thing is, I'm not encouraging nobody to just sit around the house and do nothing. So, you know, my daughter's gonna be mentally, she gonna be trained. You
yeah.
know, I gotta get up. Her already, like, her mother is already like, Jay, I need to go to gym. I need to go to gym, Jay. Why you keep going to gym? Don't take me, Jay. Like, she's busting me out. I have to sneak out the back door to go to the gym. So it's
okay.
Like, you know, yeah, it's crazy. We got an exercising house over here. So I know my daughter is going to be crazy in the fitness. So she ain't going to marry no bum that's just couch potato. Nah, that's not going to work. You know what I mean? So we gonna work on them. If she love them, we gonna work on them. But yeah, that's not gonna work, man. Yeah, speaking of grown men that don't exercise, man, I want to get into like talking about some of these artists, man, that's just out of control with their weight, man. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to talk about the dude. You know what I mean? I respect the dude all around, but I was on Media Takeout the other day, and I seen something that was quite disturbing to me, man. I mean, maybe it's a couple of people that still remember him, maybe not, but the artist that used to be known as Bone Crusher, who had hit came out with the hit record Never Scared, which is what, you know, it came out about 2004, is where T.I. got his first real big, big break, you know, with him and Killer Mike was on there, and had a remix with Busta Rhymes and Cam'ron, and Lil Flip, I think, was on the remix. So, I mean, but anyway, Bone Crusher was always a pretty big dude. Artist, he's an artist out of Atlanta. He's always a pretty big dude, pretty nice size, you know, stocky kind of fellow. I'm not sure. Maybe some of y'all remembers. Maybe y'all, some of y'all don't. But Bone Crusher, eventually, he basically only had the one rap hit, Never Scared. He put out his one album, and after that, he ended up on a Celebrity Fit Club, which was a show on VH1 about celebrities trying to lose weight. You know, if you don't know Bone Crusher, who I'm talking about, Google Bone Crusher or Google Celebrity Fit Club or Wikipedia Celebrity Fit Club, and you'll see.
I got him.
The list of Bone Crusher was on there. And you know, he did pretty good. I want to say he was on there in the first or second season. He was on there real early in the first couple of seasons. He did pretty good, you know what I mean? He lost a lot of weight, you know. I say that to say this. This was 2005 or 6 when he went on Celebrity Fit Club. It's now 2013, and I just seen a picture of him on Media Takeout, and he's riding a motor scooter around the mall because he's too big to stand up on his own 2 feet.
Oh, no.
So his legs do not support him walking around anymore. That's how much his weight has ballooned out of control. And I say that to say this, man. A lot of y'all artists out there, man, y'all need to, you know, if nothing else, it's a wake-up call for you, you know what I'm saying? Another artist I want to bring to everyone's attention, the late Big Punisher, Christopher Rios. Shout out to Big Punisher, you know what I mean? One of the best MCs, period, but definitely one of the best Latino hip-hop artists ever. Big Punisher got taken off this earth way too soon, way too early. He had a lot of things that he could have been doing, you know, with his career. And it's sad because it all has to do with the fact that he couldn't keep his weight in order. You know what I mean? He, at one point when he came in the game, he was 450 pounds. And he lost a little bit, but then he bounced way up. I think he was in like 550s and the 550s and 600s when he passed away. You know what I mean? He's another one. Like when he would perform on stage, he really couldn't stand up, you know what I mean? They had to give him a chair to sit in for him to spit. And I mean, I'm not gonna try to store you the name of one of the best to do it, you know, because I look up to Big Pun. But I'm gonna speak on it in terms of a lot of us artists that are alive now. You don't want to get to a point where you can't perform on stage for your people. They coming out to see you, especially in this day and age. People is if anybody will invest in your music and they come out to see you at a show and you gotta sit down, that's not a good look for you, man. You know what I mean? Like that's if the people in the crowd are standing up and you sitting down, think about how that look for you going forward, you know what I mean? I mean, it's crazy. But yeah, Big Pun, rest in peace. You know what I mean? I want everybody, you know, I'm the reason why I bring this up, man, is because I want us as artists to really, a lot of us, like, you know, he passed away, you know, in 2001, he passed away, and, you know, that was 12 years ago, you know, for something. Well, he passed away on my birthday, so, you know, a month, about, give him February 7th, about a couple weeks from now, or whatever, you know, be 12 years to the day where he passed away. So we talking about, you know, 12 years, you might forget about Big Pun. Like, I don't, you know, it's a lie. It's a generation out here. Children that's lost claim they listening to hip-hop, and they don't know what they playing on their radio, and they don't know who a Big Pun was or how great he was. You know what I mean? So I bring these things up for y'all, man, so y'all can remember and reflect, you know what I mean, on our lost ones and how tragically they left, you know, how tragically they left this earth, you know, all because his weight was out of control. Another one, his boy Fat Joe, you know, Fat Joe was getting pretty bad with it before he decided, you know what, I need to put my foot down, I need to lose some weight. I don't even know I feel funny calling him Fat Joe because he's about a little bit bigger than me now, like he ain't too big anymore, so you know, shout out to Fat Joe for realizing, like, I need to turn this around, you know. Now I'm going to bring it back full circle to present day. Everybody and their mama's favorite rapper, and I don't know why, Rick Ross, huge. Dude is huge. Dude is getting to be big with heat, and what make it worse is you got this dude that's so huge walking around with no shirt on everywhere he go. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rick Ross. Yo, brilliant music, brilliant artist. But dude, you know, owning a Wingstop, I love Wingstop. You know, it's good wings, good, and you know, I'm IE Wingstop with my Pizza Hut. I love it. But you know, it's crazy. Like I would suggest, man, if you hear me, man, just drop a couple, man. Drop a couple pounds, man. Just stay healthy, bruh. You know what I mean? Ain't no need for you to leave this earth in the big pun fashion where you dying in your prime and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Rick Ross
wanna...
ain't going to have to worry about no weight loss. He got to worry about the gangster disciples.
Well, they going to definitely knock a few pounds off of him. But that's a different show. That's next week's show, probably. I mean, that's
but
damn,
I don't even think you should have.
What it is?
My bad.
Go ahead.
I just want to interject. Also, as a singer, I can't forget. You know, my man Luther Vandross struggled with his weight problems too, and that kind of led to him like passing away. You know, I can't.
Yeah,
forget to bring him up,
Luther too.
He dealt
as
with that
well.
Too.
Shout out to Luther, man. Rest in peace, cause Luther. I know Luther, like, really, he was back and forth, ballooning out of control, in and out of control with his weight, you know what I mean? And I mean, when I say, like, probably one of the, like, timeless music, like, I could put on Luther Vandross today and ride down the street, and, I mean, just everybody head going turn. Like, everybody know Luther. So it's just, you know,
it led to
like,
him having
crazy.
A stroke that he had. He had a stroke, like, the weight problems and everything, you know, he had the stroke, so... I mean, people don't realize, man, things like that, it's serious, you know?
And that's
you can't
the
afford
thing.
To get.
Aretha Franklin had a couple of scares sometimes about her weight on ballooning in and out, but she got the cancer, so that has a lot to do with it.
And that's what I want to touch on, you know, like Dope mentioned it earlier, you know what I mean? I can't stress it enough. It's so many conditions in health. Bad health that are tied to weight. Good health, bad health, it's all tied to weight in some kind of way. Bad, a lot, having a weight problem can lead to cancer. It can lead to strokes. Rick Ross had 2 seizures last year. You know what I mean? It can lead to seizures. So it's not just, you know, me saying this because I'm like, 6'1", 185 pounds. I'm thin. Nah, I'm saying this because your health depends on it. Matter of fact, I'm putting my business out there. I just came from the doctor the other day, and the doctor said my cholesterol is getting up, Jay. Like, you know, I got to watch myself, and I'm a pretty lean dude, you know, like genetically I'm lean and whatnot. So even somebody that's lean need to watch their health, you know what I mean? It's not just, you know, as big. And my point is the more weight you put on, the worse off it's going to be for you. You know what I mean? It's like adding gas to a fire. You know what I mean? You ain't putting the fire out. You making the fire worse. Yeah, so we got to definitely, as people, as artists, you know, because I'm talking to the artists, we got to definitely, you know, get out here, exercise. You know, I know we ripping and running up and down the road and everything, but we got to, like, you know, we got an obligation to ourselves and to our fans. To stay in shape, you know what I'm saying, and be around to put out this music that our people, our fans are looking at us like, you know, we love that, like, you know, we got an obligation to those fans. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, do it for the fans that's supporting your music, that's buying your albums, coming to your shows to see you, and all that, you know, just do it for them. If not for them, do it for the kids you having. That need their father, their mother, you know, and whatnot to raise them, you know, because it's a cruel world out here, you know what I'm saying? And on that note, we're going to get into some more music, you know what I mean? We're going to talk about this. I actually heard this song like a couple weeks ago on the show for the first time. You know, it was real touching. It was real moving. It wasn't even like I was, you know, and it's not like I know the girl, but I love the song. You know, that's how crazy it was. It's called "If Today Were Your Last." You know what I mean? And it was real touching. I want everybody to listen to it. Yeah. Shout out to Terry. Like that was Terry Kahn.
Hear her up on Twitter at Terry Kahn. Yeah.
Yeah. She's real with it. Yeah. She. I give her all the thumbs. I got two thumbs. I give her two thumbs, two big toes, everything up. Cause she hit the nail on the head with that. But yeah, check it out. Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I'm your host, J. Biggs. Let's go.
On the outside, people want your life, and they have no idea what's going on inside. They see the houses, see the cars and the clothes, but what you did to get it, nobody really knows. Think about your life and where it's going. What's not in the dark?
Email futureguru100@gmail.com
or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Mommy, mommy, the candy man is here. The candy man is here.
Y'all should call me Mr. Good Boy. Sorry, say good lord. Apple hair, gray beard, cherry hair, diamonds. Ooh, those look orange. Dumb, dumb, a nerd. So what you think, my? You a smarty, I get you a fistful of rain pot. Set up a hell of a ice break. And if she the right flavor, I throw her a lifesaver. Your mama think it's happy and I'm not a sugar daddy. But I'm all with the money just to say the bit on it. I'm talking shopping free.
This here kit will catch ya.
Almond Joy got nuts, but Mounds don't got nuts. I roll low, you stunt,
yeah.
You bonkers,
and run.
Sour Patch, a step back, like Wonka balls, I'm fat. So cap candy pack, 100 grand, that I'll rip that. Whatchamacallit, mix this, raisinets and cashews. Even Hershey will kiss it, till gingivitis get you. Dogs hanging like polo,
yeah.
On your clothesline. So lifesaver your molars, and your gum line. Catch Reese's and Peaches, or all you butter fingers. Sweet pieces, believe it, nutty good and plenty. Y'all lemon heads get laid on Goober's fun sway.
Raw M&M's don't play, so watch the tooth decay.
So wrap that, it's the good.
Why you looking in the mirror? And poof, I'll appear like Willy Wonka in the booth, spitting lyrical treats to satisfy your sweet tooth. Sugar baby for the ladies, tear jerkers for the crying babies, gummy bears for babies or elderly in the 80s.
Okay.
You can't stop us, we jaw breakers like upstoppers, big headed like ear hairs, to fly higher than helicopters. Don't copy like my twin, this ain't no double mint. We York peppermint patties, why you just a junior man?
Sure,
try as you may, but you can never match this. That's why those haters give us sour looks like some patch kids. But that's okay because they all got the duplicate. We pay day rappers, they got the dish on layaway. And yo, I rap skills, keep the grill looking fresh and clean. So all you milk the rappers, step up your oral hygiene.
So rap that,
Mr.
Goody,
Mr.
Candy Man. Cop that, sweet and fruity, Mr. Candy Man.
Dope ass bizarre music.
with us nothing?
Nothing.
We ain't come into that dump. You already know. We came here to party.
We came here to party. So I'ma spin this dance while you move your body. It's a party, baby. So sip some, get some. So get your mind right. And put a sack on that ass. It's your groundbreak. We came here to party. So I'ma spin this dance while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
I'm from PG, but ain't shit young about me. Except for maybe the cars and all this money around me. 100,000 got the top of bras running around me. I make your girl rain, now I got your honey drowning. But fuck the life jacket, all my niggas might flash it. Shawty like rappers with ice flashing and ice brackets. I'm with my niggas on the weapon, sound right slapping. Red down head to toe, it look like dragon. But man, we just came here for the recipe like Kendrick fake. Bitches weather and the film, I chop the weed. Got coronas with lime. Bras popping ecstasy, it's all cake. Taking over there, it ain't no ecstasy. Cuban on the left, Kush on the right. Head high, eyes low, putting on the night. DMV to the bay, got him fucking with us. So what's left to say, except how many coming with us?
We came here to party, so I'ma spin this cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So sip some, get some, get your mind right. And put a sack on that ass, it's a ground break.
We came here to party, so I'ma spin this cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So sip some, get some, get your mind right.
You know, if today were your last,
that song go. You know what I mean? Go on Twitter, support her. Terry, T-E-R-R-I-C-A-N-N, one word. Choked it. I love that song. I love that record. Terry, holla at your boy. Space Age J, holla at me. I'm dead serious. Holla at me. Right after that, we had the, man, what did we play after that? Boy, it's been a minute. Now, right after that, we played, it was a sub-act to follow, man. Dynamite by Sunset Terrace Music, at Sunset Terrace Music. Dynamite off the Sunrise album. Double disc album, two discs for the price of one. I don't know how you could beat that with music, you know, the way music is nowadays, man. I don't know how you could really beat that. But, yeah, holla at them, Sunset Terrace. And like I said, we just played, we came to party. Now let's get back into the topic. We're talking about obesity, you know, and just we need to get just healthy all around, you know. Get you know, watch what we eating, get into exercising, doing stuff with our children, you know, getting out here playing with our kids active, keeping ourselves active, just staying fit, you know. Where we at now, you know, I want to talk about, you know, I left off talking about artists, you know, because this show here is designed to cater towards the artists, to talk about the artists. So, you know, we left off talking about Bone Crusher, we talked about Big Pun, we talked about Fat Joe, we talked about Rick Ross, Aretha, we talked about Luther, you know what I mean? We talking about artists that are having health-related problems. In the cases of Luther and also I want to throw out there Gerald Levert, you know what I mean? In the cases of Gerald Levert, Luther, you know, those, and these, we're talking about some of probably the best R&B singers, like, of their time, you know, just lost, you know, because of, you know, just not having control of their health and their weight. Man, I lost my train. I'm thinking about Gerald Levert, man. It's crazy, yo. Gerald Levert just popped in my head. But, yeah, I'm thinking Gerald Levert. We left off with, like, those, you know, in the case of, yeah, I got it back. We talking about Luther and, you know, Aretha. We talking about artists that were, like, later on in their years, you know, which kind of leads into where I want to go next with it. I want to talk about, like, you know, because you can't do this artist thing. Well, in theory, I say you can do this forever, you know, as long as your fans are there and loyal and whatnot. You, essentially, you could do this forever, but I put it like this. You in your 20s, 30s, whatever, you ain't going to rip and run the streets forever doing this ripping and running the studio, on the road, touring. You can't do this all your life. You know, it's a rough life. You know, eventually you're going to slow down, you're going to wind down, and, you know, things are going to catch up to you real fast if you don't have a good grip on your health and you know, in these days and times now, while you're young, while you're healthy, while you able to do something about it, you know what I mean? Basically, I'm talking in this case to my black community. You know what I mean? We had a show not too long ago where shout out to my man DJ Genius, he came on, he was talking about how us as people, like as black people, we don't leave anything to our children. You know what I mean? We get too caught up in ourselves and we don't think about the future, what the future holds. You know, and trying to leave a little bit to our children. And that, I think, as well, that goes also for our health. You know what I mean? We're not maintaining our health as we get older. And then we leaving our children all of these problems, trying to deal with dragging us back and forth to the doctor, dragging us to this doctor, to that doctor, this operation, this stroke, this heart surgery, whatnot. You know what I mean? Think about that for a second. When you 60 years old, you know, you an artist, let's assume you done made you a couple $1 million. Do you want 75% of you made you a few $1 million, do you want 75% of your money to go towards your kids having to drag you to the doctor because you having strokes, because your heart, you know, you need triple bypass, you having heart attacks, you know what I mean, because you got so much junk built up around your heart. You know what I mean? Do you want that? Like, is that a life you really want to live? Is that, you know, is that how selfish you really want to be? You know what I mean? Do you really want to honestly have to have your kids going through that? Looking at you sitting on a hospital bed with 100 tubes coming out you because you ain't want to eat right when you had the chance, when you had control over your life, you didn't want to do anything about it. You know what I mean? Let's think about that for a second. And stop and really, you know, consider what that means. You know, like, we are 10 degrees of selfish, you know what I mean, with what we do. We want what we want right here and now. We ain't thinking about when we 60. I'm not even going to get into talking about smoking cigarettes. That's another show all in itself. But, you know, with all this poison and junk we taking into our bodies and whatnot, and we not even thinking about, okay, let's, I mean, yeah, when you know, a lot of us artists, I ain't going to fake, a lot of us artists, if you're not working a 9-to-5 and you're an artist right now, you might not have health insurance. You feel me? So your health insurance ain't none of this stuff covered that you're going through right now. All this garbage you putting in your body, poison you putting in your body, when it comes time for your body to really catch up with you and have to deal with that, you don't even have the health insurance for that. So like I said, if you did make any money out this music game, out of this entertainment industry, now it's all going into medicine. You gotta take care of yourself. You need medicine. You need a respirator to breathe, or you need, you know, whatever you need to get by, just to live to be 75 years old. I want to share something real personal with everybody out there. And shout out to you know, my mother and father-in-law. You know, they pretty good people. My queen's mother is respectably, she's in her 60s. Her father's in his 70s. It's her mother and father. Her grandmother just turned 91. You feel me? She's 91 years old. You know what I mean? I can't even process what it would be like to turn 91. Like, I seen, you know, my grandparents died at 75, 69. My mother died at 62. You know, so it's like, think about that for a second. You know what I mean? What are we doing ourselves as people? We kind of like, you know, setting ourselves back. If we really take care of ourselves, we can live to be 90 and 100 years old. You go back and you read the Bible and you start reading Genesis, and, you know, Abraham is living to be 178 years old. You know what I mean? It's not that this stuff is not real. You know what I mean? They was living real disciplined back then. If you really stop and do the math on it, if you do the science and the math, they was living really disciplined. You know what I mean? They couldn't eat but certain parts of the animal. The rest of the animal, they had to burn it as a sacrifice to the Lord. We eating any and everything. We eating pigeons. We eating rats. We eating whatever that carry out down the street to serve us. We don't know what. Half the time, we don't even know what we eat. Let's be real. We don't know what we eating for real. And we don't know what's going on. We just know it tastes good. And we, you know, we'll take it in right now. We don't know what's going on. You feel me? And we need to stop that, y'all. We need to grow up. Mentality-wise, everything, we need to step our game up, man. Because it's crazy, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know what's going on. How you not going to know what you're putting in your body? You feel me? Diva, what you got to say about it? You know, I'm just venting, you know. I got a little bit on my chest, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to get it off a little bit. So I'm passing the mic to Diva real quick.
Tell me, baby, what we talking about?
Man, we talking about, man, I just went off on a tangent. Man, I'm just talking about, you know, we left off, you know, we were talking about how, you know, Luther and, you know, Aretha, just health-related problems with artists. And I picked out Luther and Aretha, and then I threw Gerald Levert in there as well. You know, Gerald Levert passed away, you know, and I threw him in there as well, even though he wasn't that old. You know what I mean? He wasn't really that old. I think he was in like his late 30s or something like that. I can't remember offhand. And no disrespect to Gerald LaVert. I'm just going off. He just popped in my head. I do research ahead of time on this stuff. And he was like one of the people that I forgot about, but it just came to me just now. God said, hey, talk about Gerald LaVert. So, I mean, I brung up Gerald LaVert. He wasn't that old, like in a Aretha or Luther sort of way. But he was also dealing with, like, health issues regarding his weight and everything. And basically what I wanted to touch on was just, I mean, as people, as entertainers, you know, I touched on the children. I touched on where we are present day. Now I basically want to talk about the future. You know, when you're 60 years old and you done made a couple $1 million, do you really want to get drugged in and out of high? You want 75% of your money to go to a hospital because you got to be on a respirator, or you got to go to this doctor for, you know, liposuction, or you got to go over here for these cancer pills, these weight control pills and whatnot. Is that what you want to do with your money? Like, is that what we really want to do with our money out here?
I don't think that's a great investment at all, and you make a good point by bringing it up, but it will have to start with us now, you know, taking care of our bodies. And even with going through all those buying pills and blood pressure pills and my water pills and my heart pills and my cancer pills, maybe we need to touch more on spiritual healing. You know, relying on your creator. Remember God? Remember him? Yeah, the one that you created you. You know, pray those diseases away. Pray those diseases away and take up and read about God's diet, God's health habits, diet and healthy habits that he gave to Adam and Eve from the beginning. Which
right.
He said is you can take to the land. He said nothing about doing any squats, any push-ups, or nothing. He said walk and till the land and eat from the fruit of the garden. And, of course, that came with a lot of herbs, a lot of vegetables, and a lot of fruit. I don't know. I don't think there was a, I may be wrong if there was Adam and Eve partook of meat in the beginning when they first got here. Maybe after they sinned, that probably was something different. But going into your older age, you don't want to be wasting your money on listening to these doctors. Get a second and third opinion, and then guess what? Get God's opinion. See what your creator
right.
has to say. A lot of us now is all the desire to live healthy and have a desire to change our physical appearance and stuff like that. People spend money on breast implants and unhealthy things like that and getting the fat sucked out of their body. We've seen that with Star Jones. Star Jones
mm-hmm.
came down extremely amount of
yeah.
weight, and she looked very weird when she dropped all that weight. But of course now Star Jones is eating healthy. She knew that I'm taking all of this natural fat, this natural weight off of me. I have to have a balanced diet so I can continue to live in my more mature and older age.
Exactly.
And like you said, and going in and out of hospital, not only is it a strain on you, it's a strain on your family, because they have to go through this time with you. Your children have to go through this time with you. It can not only become a financial burden on you, but on your husband, wife, his family as well. So let's talk. We know what the problem is. We all know what the problem is, but let's talk solution. Solution is so important, meaning getting up in the morning and taking you a nice walk. Let's talk elders. Elders, you may be retired or you don't have to, you're receiving a monthly income. Get up in the morning, take you a nice walk, 2 or 3 blocks, extend it as much as you can. But instead of drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes early in the morning, get you some water, then take you a nice little walk. See, when you're
yeah.
older, you have to take it in moderation. You just can't get up and run around, even when you're obese, too. When you're obese, you just can't get up and do 1 hour and 15 minutes in the gym. No, that's not realistic to you. That's not reality. So waking up in the morning, all about balance, making a schedule. Yeah, you can be 60, 30, 20, 13. A schedule is the first step to having a healthy lifestyle. Monday through Friday, this is what I'm going to do in the morning. I'm going to pray. I'm gonna get up, have me some water, a nice little breakfast or whatever. Then I'm gonna walk. For elders, it may be walking. For our age, J Big, we can walk and run. For
right.
youth of a little bit younger than us, y'all can hit the gym or y'all can do a little bit harder. And to our youngins, of course, it's our job to dictate to them their exercise without school. After school, we can go walking around the block with them or just walk to our neighborhood park. That may be a half a mile, quarter a mile, or a mile away from the house. I don't see what's wrong with walking a mile with the kids or putting them in the stroller. It is the winter season, so it could be hard. But still pushing yourself, adults, is to walk through that cold. See, right now, it'd be freezing in the morning where I am. I get up, you know, 3 days a week throughout the weekday, and I walk a quarter mile and I walk back home. Yes, it's freezing outside, but I need to be able to get that oxygen in my body. Nature is going to give back to us. We just
right.
got to receive it. And when you're outside and walking for those 10, 15, 20 minutes in the morning or even at night, you're sleeping a little bit more better because you got that
exactly.
pure air in your body. Your body needs that air. It helps with the digestive system. It helps with your sleep. It helps with your immune system. It's building you up. So, you know, balance. That's what I want to say. Just this week, you guys, homework for everybody. This week, take the time. You got time to be on Facebook. You got time to be on Twitter. You got time to be stalking your baby mama, baby daddy page. Go to Microsoft's and or Excel's, and if you don't know how to, we're going to help them out too, Jay. We're going to maybe we can do some research or do a little pre-scale for them to go by to write it in or type it in. But go to Excel's, make you five boxes across, five boxes down, and start putting in you some goals, some tasks. This is what I'm going to do this morning, and have some balance. That's the first start to a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. And that's where it's at, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want everybody to understand, like, you know, health is very, 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 very important, if for nothing else. Because when you, if for nothing else, just the idea, just think about, like Diva said, when you leave this earth, there's a lot of people, whether you feel like you ain't nobody special or not, there's a lot of people that you are plugged in with that when you get, you know, plugged out of that equation, that's going to affect whoever it is that you touch, you heal, you know, you have a hand on or you deal with them, whatever, you know, that's going to affect that person. And for anybody to just leave Earth, you know what I mean, and whatnot, premature or whether it's, you know, I don't really like to say premature because everybody has a predetermined time, you know what I mean, according to God, everyone has a predetermined time. But I look at it like, you know, and matter of fact, me and the woman was having a debate about this the other day. What exactly does it mean, you know, when you say, all right, somebody died of natural causes? A clogged heart isn't a natural cause. You know what I mean? Like, that's not natural causes. To me, a heart attack, I mean, to me, I put it like this. Natural cause to me is when you just stop breathing. Like, God just says, all right, now it's time for you to go. I stop your heart from beating. That's it. That's natural, you know.
But man gave it a name. Man did that. Man starts doing that and saying, oh, if their eyes is rolling in the back of the head and they shaking and falling down, that's a seizure. Oh,
yeah.
If the heart stops and it's clogged, then that's a heart attack. Or if you're short of breath and your arms start hurting, that's the stroke. Then called it that. They start giving them names. So how do we know exactly what a natural cause? And my mother, she died in her sleep. She died in her sleep. So, but she still had, she was 36 too, and she had lots of medical issues, kidney dialysis, she had a stroke, she had to do kidney dialysis, and the more she went to the dialysis, the more she started having panic attacks and losing her breath, losing her bowels, just being in fear of, out of nowhere, you, and you don't know why this is happening, you hyperventilating out of nowhere.
I mean, yeah, and it's crazy. Like, it's so many things. I say that to say there's so many things that could just happen with your health. Why add to that? You know what I mean? Why put an extra layer of fat on top of fat, and you don't know what's gonna happen in the future. You don't know what it is. Do you really want to be that person riding around on the motor scooter because your two legs won't support you? Like, do you want to be that? You know what I mean? I look at that like, that's kind of sad, to be honest. Like, God bless you with two legs and you can't even, you know, stand up. Like, how does God, you know, like, that's, to me, that's kind of bad. Like, you know, you can't even explain something like that.
The solution at the end of the day is choice. You have to make a healthy choice.
Like, that's tonight, my honey said,
yeah, my honey asked me, said, you wanted some french fries and fish fillets, and I was like, I don't know about the french fries. I'll probably take some soup on the side, maybe like clam chowder. They are fish fillets, so they're going in the oven against being fried, and yeah, a salad on the side. I had to make
a
choice.
It's crazy, though. I'm starting to get into soup myself. Like, I usually don't be messing with nothing like that's not a chicken noodle soup, but like I'm starting to get into like baked potato soups and like broccoli cheese and everything. Like I'm starting to get into that.
Have you had a loaded potato soup?
Bacon and cheese and sour cream and everything.
Oh my God, and chives? Oh,
yeah.
That's what I want. Then I changed my mind.
Yeah, we changing lives over here. Step your game up Saturday. Changing lives, changing dinners. Hopefully,
changing,
you know, in
you,
about a month or
attitude.
Two, you can change that little number on your scale. Drop a couple pounds, you know. Man, I love everybody. I love each and every one of y'all out there, man. I love all of the fans of the show. Shout out to everybody who tunes into the show, you know, the archive and everything, and people call in. Shout out to Tony Lyric, shout out to Dope Ass Music, you know, and my man Tilden Dexter for speaking on the topic this evening. You know, I just want to say, you know, I come up with these topics because I truly believe that as a people, you know what I mean, the more that we educate ourselves and educate each other, the better off we're going to be, and the more power we're going to have as a people. And I want to, last thing I want to leave everybody with, before I get out of here, you know, I'm getting into some Myron Butler, you know, one of my favorite songs. We're talking about speaking to the atmosphere. You can talk into it. You can speak out what you want it to be. It's not if you, for those who are a little bit on the obese side or those who are overweight. It begins with you speaking positively about your situation. I wanna bring to light a movie that I watched the other day, and I watched it before, but it never really had the impact that it had on me from the other day when I watched it. It was Why Did I Get Married 2, and shout out to Why Did I Get Married, the first one. My fault. I'm tripping. I'm gonna watch part two tonight. But Why Did I Get Married, the first one. I really wanna you know, touch on Jill Scott and her character in that movie. Just being with the person, the man, the guy that she was married to, I think, I forget cuz name, but, you know, very talented actor, though, but, just, you know, at a point in the movie, she was so, like, I've been with this dude, and I love him, she starts putting herself down, like, Jill Scott, you know, Jill Scott's sexy to me. I don't know what y'all y'all might think.
Jill Scott is a bomb.com. You hear me? Hate on me.
She's a beautiful person to me. She's beautiful.
That girl fine.
She's just... She fine as out all outdoors, but
yes.
It was a part in the movie where her character just got to debate, just putting herself down because she expected her mate to do it. She's like, I'm gonna beat him to the punch. I'm gonna call myself fat. I'm gonna call myself, you know, big, and you know, if I ran, I'm gonna be out of breath by the time I get to the, like, she accepted it. She knew what it was, and her man, of course, he wasn't no better. He was like, yeah, you know, you fat, you know, you can lose a little bit of weight. Like, and that's her husband talking about her. And
he's ass on that movie.
He really was. He really was, though, man. He was off the hook. But I say that to say this, man. It all begins with what you think and what you speak out to the atmosphere. You know what I mean? If you don't want to be that size, you can do something about it. Just know that you can do something about it. It's not impossible. It's not an improbable, impossible thing. You can do something. You can change it. So that way, and don't feel like, well, because my man said this, that means that I'm stuck in this position, or my girl called me fat, that means I ain't gonna never be, or my parents wasn't, you know, my parents was fat, so that means I'm stuck being fat and I'm blaming it on genetics. Nah. Not to say Jill Scott got down to be my size, but Jill Scott is a beautiful woman. And eventually, what you know, at the end of the story, she meets a man who is just like, yeah, I know you a little big, but let's do something about it. You know what I mean? And like I said, I say that to say this. Speak it out. If that's what you believe, if that's what you want, go for it. Talk it. Talk about it. Talk it out. Talk the positives into your life and go after it, because it all begins with your attitude and how you think about something. If you keep thinking I can't, it won't never happen. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to leave everybody with. We're going to close out with some gospel, you know, because that's what we need to do. I want to pray for everybody, you know, who is afflicted, who feels like they can't do anything about their situation. I'm not just speaking on weight, I'm speaking in general. If you're in a situation you feel like you can't do anything about it, I want to pray for you. And I want to say shout out to Jill Scott, and I want to say shout out to my man Myron Butler for, you know, he come through my church quite often, and he performs this song right here. We're going to get into it. It's called Speak. Myron Butler, go look him up, Google him. You know, he's out there. Go cop his album, cop his music. And Step Your Game Up Saturday. I'm the host, Space Age J. Shout out to Diva. Let's go.
Open up your mouth and declare it. shot.